Joanne Rodriguez died on October 1st of 2012 after calling 911 complaining of difficulty breathing and chest pain. Surveillance video provided by attorney Roy Smith shows paramedics entering the house with any medical equipment. It was about 10 minutes before they administered oxygen. Smith says once they got to the hospital, they had another problem.
The ambulance doors would not open, despite several attempts by the medics inside that ambulance. They could not open the doors. The locks were jammed. Joanne and her unborn son were trapped.
Eddie Rodriguez says he's suing over his wife's death to send a message to the city.
A lawsuit won't bring Joanne back. It won't free Xavier from his disability. It won't ever heal the loss and pain this family has endured. But hopefully it will make the city realize that anyone who calls 911 deserves better than this.
The two paramedics were suspended and told they violated several state regulations while treating Rodriguez. City officials would not comment, citing the pending litigation. A representative for the Firefighters Union defended the medics, saying they're constantly pushed physically and mentally to the brink of exhaustion. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.